Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Brain Turns. I'm Monkey Arms.
And I'm T-Rex.
T-Rex, what's going on? How are you feeling, man?
Hey, you know, I'm actually doing a little bit better now that we've got this this last half marathon under my belt. And supposedly, I'm supposed to go back to work on the 18th. So hopefully good news is coming that things are starting to turn around in the right direction. Hopefully we're not just going to jump into this and everybody's going to have to go back out of work. But yeah, so far, so good.
You know what's interesting is things are so different from state to state. First off, this is going to be an episode about virtual races and virtual running. But before we dive into it, we're doing this thing. We're checking in on each other, making sure everybody's doing all right. It's different from state to state when it comes to coronavirus and actions that are being taken. So you've got Texas that's opening places up, and then you've got New York that is still cracking down on social gatherings. So it's just one extreme to the other, based on how big your infection rate is, how high your infection rate is.
Well, and it's just crazy. If you look around what's going on, you got these people, like I said, some of these states are opening up. Some states seem to be restricting things even more. I think, like you said, it's all going to depend on, you know, whose population is really, like New York City is so compact. It just seems like they can't seem to get it completely under control. And then people just keep going outside and gathering, and they're just basically making it worse for themselves.
Well, it all comes down to density. And yeah, this is a very dense state, and New York City is an extremely dense city. So yeah, of course. But I am slightly surprised. I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm surprised because all the way over here in the Finger Lakes region of New York State, a couple of my neighbors are still having bonfires and cookouts, and I see a number of cars coming and going, and I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, we all want to have friends over. Yeah, we all want to see people, but that's not what we're supposed to do right now. You want to support your essential workers and thank your nurses and everything and your doctors. We'll thank them and support them by not getting sick and not getting others sick. And just because you don't feel sick doesn't mean you can't spread this virus. So stop having bonfires. Stop having people over. That's not how this works.
Well, that's what I don't understand. These people are so desperate to hang out with people. I don't get that because I'm not that kind of person. So I don't quite understand the need to have people over or to have to see people. I don't understand that.
I think you're wrong there. I think you can relate to these people when you put it in the category of running races, because I think you do miss that group of people. You do miss that excitement. You do miss that socializing. It's just different than people coming over, right?
Okay, I'll give you that one. Yeah, when it comes to like the races, that kind of thing, yeah, I miss the big race. I do miss it. The virtual runs haven't been horrible other than the weather the last time. But yeah, I do miss the big race when you get around a bunch of people that have that one thing in common, no matter what, even if it's just that one thing. We've talked about that where it's, you know, at least you have something to talk about with people, and you get pumped up when you're around all the runners and you have the people in the crowd and stuff. So yeah, that does help. But as far as having people come over or just to hang out, yeah, I don't really miss that.
Yeah, no, I can relate to you with that 110%. And that's why I brought up the race thing, because that's really the only social gathering that I truly miss. Is I look forward to these races, these half marathons, because you and I run several of them a year. I look forward to the hundreds or thousands, depending on which race it is, of people gathering and the bands playing on the sidelines of the course. Just the big celebration. Everybody's in it together. Everybody shares your passion. That's what I miss. And we went into this year. We trained all last winter, keeping each other motivated 600 miles apart via phone call runs, running through the cold, the ice, the rain, the wind, whatever. And all in preparation for these half marathons that now have all been either canceled, postponed, or switched to what is called these virtual half marathons, virtual races, which is what we have ended up doing. And you and I have ran two of these virtual races already. We ran one that was called a Spring Clean virtual race put on by Fleet Feet and Yellow Jacket Racing from up here in Rochester, New York. And then we just ran the Indy Mini for the 500 Festival which takes place typically in Indianapolis, Indiana. And that got switched to a virtual race for the first time ever in its history. And it's kind of cool thinking about it. We ran one from up here and one from there. So one from each of our neck of the woods.
Well, it's kind of odd when you think about how the virtual runs compared to just being at the events. That's what I keep coming back to, because when you're at the event, like you said, you get pumped up, and it's you can get pumped up for the virtual run, but it's night and day. You can't keep them, or you can't compare them, not keep them. You can't compare them because they are so different.
Right. What's also weird about this is this was not what we expected when we headed into 2020 and are approaching running events, but we found a way to make it work. We had heard about these virtual runs probably a year or two ago, and I did one virtual 10K for Nurses Week. And that right there was a challenge in itself. I mean, that's a decent chunk of change to run, but it wasn't like anything that I could compare to, because I hadn't ran a 10K before. I went right from 5Ks to half marathons. So there was no in between there. So it didn't feel like anything out of the ordinary. It felt like, okay, this is what this distance should feel like. This is how this distance should go, as opposed to then turning around and trying to run a half marathon by yourself. And you're dealing with that mental struggle, because the mental struggle is real no matter what distance you're running, what race you're running, where you're running. I think all of us have a battle of the mind at some point during an event, but to have to deal with the mind fuck, rather, of just running by yourself and doing that distance and having to motivate yourself, I don't think there's really a way to prepare for that when you're just used to running with hundreds of people. To take yourself out of that element and just be alone and doing it is just a whole nother can of worms.
Well, it's like when you're running a half marathon at an event, like you said, you've got people on the side that are cheering you on a lot of times. You've got the other runners. When you're running a virtual race and you do a half marathon, 13.1 miles, and we're talking about, you know, somewhere in that time, you're going to hit kind of a wall, no matter where you're at. Well, when you're by yourself, there was no way to mentally be prepared enough that when you hit that you can just, you got nothing to help boost you, to help push you through that. So it, in order to complete one of these, it takes quite a bit out of you. I mean, I was beat after we finished this last one. It was super rough. Now the weather for me was kind of tough, because I had, you know, it was about 70 degrees, which doesn't sound bad, but then I also had 15, 16 mile an hour winds plus gusts. So yeah, I had probably 4 or 5 miles of that where I was running just a straight line right into the wind, and probably another 3 or 4 miles of it seemed like the wind was blowing across my body, kind of in my face. So yeah, I was exhausted by the time we finished.
Well, and now again, I do recommend these. I think this year especially, they are super cool to do. If you're anything like Mark and myself, and you like a challenge and you seek out a challenge, then these things are perfect, because you are alone and it's a struggle in itself. And the other thing to think about is you don't have water stops. You don't have those gel packet stops. There's no Gatorade refuel station. I mean, you've got to prepare all of that on your own. You either have to set this stuff out along the course that you make up, or you better have it carried with you on your running belt or something like that, because there's no water station. So, I mean, that's another thing that we don't think of when we go to these events that's provided for us. But to reiterate what these events are, you map out a distance, a route for the appropriate distance. So we did the half marathon, so we map out a route for 13.1 miles. And then you go out and you run it. You track yourself via GPS or one of those running watches or whatever that keeps track of your miles. And then once you're finished, you submit your time and your distance to the actual official race site of whatever event you're running. And then they log you and put you in the standings and then mail out your stuff. So your medals, your racing bibs, things like that. Super cool, and I would really encourage you guys to do this if you're seeking a challenge.
Oh yeah, I don't want to make it sound like don't do it. I mean, it's a challenge and it wore me out and everything, but yeah, I think it's something that if you really like running like we do, I believe it's something you should at least try one time. And I think if you try it one time, you're probably going to get hooked. And I think you'll do one or two, maybe three or four of them. I mean, I'm looking forward to the next one just to see how I can change things up. And like you were talking about the water stations and Gatorade stations, I got to give my wife a huge shout out because there she was again this time around. She's leaving water for me. She actually spray painted things on the road saying, one point she was actually making fun of me because she was making fun of my big Mount Everest hill. But she at the end, she put congratulations and I finished the half marathon. While I was talking to you on the phone, I had to stop and text her and tell her to bring me water because I wasn't going to make it to where she had water set up for the next station.
Yeah, you're super lucky to have somebody like that in your corner watching out for you and making sure you had all the shit you needed because, man, I made the mistake. I tried to map out my route where I went out and ran the first 7 miles and I was back at my house at a little over the halfway point to then throw my empty water bottle in my yard, grab my next water bottle and either like a thing of jelly beans or something to like give you some fuel and keep going. And it was 10 degrees warmer than I have ran in all year. So I was not prepared for it. I didn't have enough fluids. And by the time I got to about mile 10 and a half to 11, I was out of fluids and I desperately needed fluids for the last 2 miles of the race. And the race I'm speaking of is the Indy Mini, which is one of the largest half marathons in the world, but especially in the country. So if you guys ever get the opportunity to do that, I strongly encourage you to be able to go to Indy and do it. And if not, even the virtual, it was still a hell of a fun time.
I would definitely recommend at least one time in your life. If you like to run, go to the Indy Mini. Right? The next time that you can, anytime you can actually get to that event, it's well worth it. It's such a great time between the expo and then the event itself. It's a great race. I love how they do it. It's set up so perfectly.
Now, these virtual half marathons are always cool anytime. And like I said, they were out before COVID-19 and they will be out after. And I think they will be even more well known after, but especially during. These things are super cool to do because they're the only way we can compete with other people right now. So we did the Spring Clean, we did the Indy Mini. Our next one, which I want to promote for you guys, encourage you guys to do it, is the Bigfoot Social Distancing Champions Running Challenge. Okay, now this one's really cool because this one's specifically made for this coronavirus. It's for everyone being socially distant. And they have the virtual 5K, virtual 10K, virtual half marathon, and if you're crazy enough and really looking for the challenge, a virtual marathon, which I don't think I'd want to do. I think I would definitely need the support of other people to be able to go 26.2 miles. But this one's super cool, and you can find it at BigfootRunningChallenge.com. That is BigfootRunningChallenge.com. And you'll know it because it's a picture of Bigfoot, a silhouette of him, with a 2020 bib carrying a roll of toilet paper. It's just perfect for this year. We absolutely had to sign up for it.
Yeah, they definitely couldn't have picked a better, I don't want to say mascot, but I guess that's the only word I can come up with for this social distancing thing. With Bigfoot carrying a roll of toilet paper, that fits this so perfectly they nailed this one.
And you have, so you can sign up now, and then I believe you have until May 31st to actually submit your results. So you could sign up for it today and run it tomorrow and submit your results. So you could sign up for it today and submit your results on March 30th and still get your medal and your bib and everything. And you, like I said, you can sign up for the 5K, the 10K, the half marathon, whichever you prefer, or the marathon. I think it's super cool. And I'm really excited to do this one because I remember I talked to you. I said, how cool would it be if we're stuck doing these virtual races? If there was an actual virtual race that had something to do with coronavirus to really remember this year, not like we're all going to forget it anyway. And then sure enough, you found this one and I was all in. I was like, all right, we're doing this. We have to.
Well, that's what was weird, because I looked up the virtual run, the Spring Clean one, when you told me about it. And I was like, okay, I'll run it with you. So I look it up, and it's one of those things that it's really creepy, because when you look something up on Google and then you go to your Facebook page and you get an ad for something, it really
that's
does
a whole another podcast episode right there, those Target ads.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. But when I, as soon as I seen it, I knew I had to say something to you, because like I said, we'd been talking about how they had to have, there had to be something out there that fit this, I don't know, screwed up year that we're having. I saw that and I went, that is perfect. That is, that nails everything that's going on just right on the head. It was the perfect timing.
And like I said, this year especially, it's super cool to have all of that, because we're running races and I keep all of my bibs, I keep all of my medals and everything, because those are my babies. I work really hard to get those, and those are my babies. So in my basement, I have all of that stuff hung up, and I've got a personal little section made for just the ones this year, because this is such a weird year. Stuff is happening that none of us would have ever dreamed of. And I think I just want to remember every little drop of sweat that I have put into these races, because it's so unusual. And this whole year, this whole running season has just been a challenge in itself. And there's another big challenge. So I'm a horrible influence on Mark, let me tell you guys. because I think I'm the reason that you've ran soon to be 3 half marathons in like a month and a half, because I talked you into the spring clean. When you told me that Indy went virtual, I said, okay, well, we got to run this then. We have to do it. And then you found Bigfoot, and I think you were waiting for me to say that I was going to run it before you were going to run it, and we dove in on that one. And then I called you today. I called you today with another proposition.
Yeah, and I will say, I was wavering on that social distance one, the Bigfoot, because I was like, man, that's going to be 3 half marathons, and we're going to have to do them within 5-6 weeks or so. I mean, that, so
yeah. So yeah, we've been running it, taking a week to a week and a half off, running it, taking a week to a week and a half off, and running again.
Yeah, it has been rough, because when we finished that Indy Mini, I was hurting. I was actually still having not quite too bad today. I got to tell you, okay, after I finished this, the Indy Mini, I know we got the other race to talk about here in a minute, but I gotta get this out. Okay, I finished running that, and I get done, and I'm hurting, and I mean, I was hurting bad. And this sounds bad, but I pulled down my shorts, and
this sounds like a dream I had one night.
You pulling down my shorts?
Yes, sir. I mean,
but I pulled down my pants, and I have one of the worst cases of monkey ass that I've had in a long time, because it was so hot.
What? Okay, hold on. Everybody knows that my name on the show is Monkey Arms, so could you please clarify what you were speaking of?
Yeah, I'm telling Monkey Arms about monkey ass.
What does that even mean? Please elaborate.
Well, if you've ever seen a monkey's ass, it's really red. And that's kind of where this comes from, because by the time I was done, I was pretty chafed between my ass cheeks. And it was hurting. I mean, I rubbed that in some bitches raw.
Oh, God.
I had to put a medicated cream on my ass cheeks for 2 days.
Stop.
It was
talking.
Hurting. It felt like an open wound back there. I mean, it would hurt. Oh, I couldn't sit down. Later that night, I couldn't sit down. I couldn't stand up, and I couldn't lay down. My ass hurt so bad.
Oh, man. Just stop talking. I thought you were going to have... I did not see where that was going at all. This is getting deep, all right? This is getting deep on here. Well, I'm sorry your ass hurts, and I do hope it feels... I think I speak on behalf of everyone listening to this show. We are devastated to hear of your cheek chafe. And we wish you the best. A speedy recovery from all of us. Very speedy recovery.
Thank you. I'm feeling much better now.
I mean, that makes my aches and pains sound like nothing. I actually woke myself up twice the night after the Indy Mini, like moaning, just in pain and discomfort. Because my ankles hurt so bad, my knees hurt. Yeah, it wasn't that kind.
Well, you really like that.
But it was pain, and it was It was pain from just tendons and all that shit. It was not comfortable. And we're not making people want to run these races, I just realized, as we continue to talk about how horrible they are. Let's promote the next one.
We got people out there going, that doesn't sound like fun to me. This guy's tendons and shit are hurting. His joints are hurting. And this other guy's got a monkey ass. He couldn't sit down, stand up, or lay down.
Oh, man. Definitely sign up. Best thing you've ever done. Okay, well, so if you thought the half marathon sounded like torture, have we got something in store for you guys? If you thought 13 miles sounded like a lot, what do you say to a 500K? What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What do you say to a 1,000K?
No.
What? Yeah, 1,000K or a 500K. So what we've got for you guys that I would love to promote, because this actually goes for a really good cause too. It is the One New York Virtual Challenge Race Across New York. You can either go 500K or you can go 1,000K. The race takes place between May 15th and August 31st, and the location is the entire state. You can run it anywhere in the country. So what that means, it is a virtual race, much like we've been talking about this whole show, and you run, if you did, for an example, the 500K, that's equivalent to running just over 3 miles a day, every day leading up to the end of this event. And you track your miles and you log your miles every day after you run, and it keeps the tally for you on the site until you reach the other end of the state, essentially. So this is a challenge beyond all challenges. This one is crazy. And I called you up and told you about this. So what do you think? I mean, to put it in perspective, if you ran the 1,000K, that's equivalent to about 44 miles per week. And if you run the 500K, that's about 22 miles a week you're running. This is a tough challenge.
It is. It's going to be an interesting, because I, you know, when you told me about it, at first you're like, I'm like, okay, that's just crazy. I mean, 500K, 1,000K, that, I thought you lost your damn mind, I'll be honest. But then you tell me it runs through August, and I'm like, okay, now that's actually a challenge. I think it's right up our alley, because the 13 miles by yourself is very rough, but we seem to have no problem if we go out for a 4 or a 6 or maybe even an 8 mile run. It doesn't seem, I mean, it gets grueling, but it's not horrible. So I started thinking about it more and more after you called me, and I was thinking, you know, that's actually perfect, because we will be able to take some days off, but it's going to keep us motivated to keep running, because, again, you've got to get 22 miles, average 22 miles a week. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you start to run it, you realize actually how hard that is. And then if you fall behind, it's a lot harder to get caught up than you expect, because, as you remember, well, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I was running, I set a goal for myself to run 500 miles that year. And, you know, you plan it out. If you figure you get this many miles, blah, blah, blah. And I had fallen behind when come the month of December. I was running every day and I was pushing myself. I wasn't sure I was going to make it, but it's a hell of a challenge. This sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's going to be very hard. And like you said, if you're doing the 500K and you're planning on running 3 miles every day leading up to the event, like you said, you miss 1 or 2 days. Well, right there, there's 6 miles, 9 miles. I mean, you got to make that up. So that's very tricky. It's something where you got to be super disciplined, but also understand you don't necessarily have to run it. If you're somebody who's wanting to get in this, you can walk 3 miles every day. This is something that I encourage everybody to get into, because the benefit for this, all proceeds go to directrelief.org. And so what that is, it's COVID-19 relief. Direct Relief is working in overdrive to get protective gear to critical care facilities, as well as medications to help healthcare workers as much as possible, as quickly as possible. Direct Relief is coordinating with public health authorities, nonprofit organizations, and businesses in the U.S. and globally to provide that precious personal protective equipment to all essential medical people. And I think that's super important right now. I mean, what have we talked about so many times on this show is lack of PPE. So this helps benefit some of that. So not only is this a hell of a challenge, it can also help you develop really good exercise habits. It gets you out of the house during this COVID-19 coronavirus quarantine, and it benefits the cause that has kept us all in quarantine. It benefits fighting that virus. It benefits our essential workers and our healthcare heroes. I mean, there's just so much good to come out of this. It's a hell of a challenge, but I think it's worth it. And so I encourage people to do it. And I want to go ahead and say it again so people can find it. It is the One New York Virtual Challenge Race Across New York. So if you type that up, you should find it. You've got time to sign up. I think it's like $60 to sign up, but I think it's going to be really cool. I think we should all get in on this.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting because I was reading about it, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're actually going to have, like, you're going to be able to submit your miles for the day, and they're actually going to have a tally of where you are, where you stand with the people that are actually doing this. So you'll know if you're ahead of people, behind people. You're going to find out, like, I think it maps out where you're at, where you're, like, the course that they've got mapped out, like how far you across New York you already are. And
yeah,
if people want to do this, you guys, you can, like you said, you can walk, you can run, but you can do it. If the weather's bad one day, go ahead and get on the treadmill and walk 3 miles. So you don't necessarily have to do all this outside in the heat or in the rain. You know, if you got access to a treadmill, you can do it on there too.
Right. It's all just about logging those miles. So I think that'd be really cool. So yeah, I want to encourage everybody to get on these virtual races, especially if you're a runner and you're itching to get out there. It's a great way to keep your motivation, keep your endurance, and do like we do, you know, get on a phone call with somebody and chat to them while you run. I mean, anything. I think that's really cool.
Oh yeah. You could do the audiobooks. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do if you want to walk or run. Yeah, so you can do a lot of things while you're out there doing that kind of stuff. That's what's really kind of cool.
Yeah. So again, we got to wrap this show up. So I do want to thank everybody for listening. Please follow us on brainturds.podomatic.com. We're also on Twitter. We are at turdsbrain. We are on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. We're on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, Player FM, Podcast Addict. If Mark can use Podcast Addict, you can use Podcast Addict. It's super easy. He doesn't mess it up. He never asks me for help. So, you know, it's simple. So get on that. Follow us. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, healthcare heroes out there, all the essential workers, everyone. Stay well, stay healthy, and get on those virtual runs.
Take it easy.